Exposure that he would use if he do choose a speaker and as a writer. search all of the company contracts, see what they've got, and also research around the issue of their material and so forth. It's a way to, I would say, probably the best way that you would get immersed in the issue, much better than being, say, working for a single company.
That would be great. You said something about the family, knowing all the issues, tying you up in the debates. You wouldn't be able to, and that would be back to you.
Let's see. I wouldn't be.
You know, if I were running against me, I would, my hammer position, I would exploit the fact that I've been an administrative assistant on the Hill and other roads.
Yeah.
It would be an effective congressman. That's the way I do it. So,
that's but as you heard, I hadn't heard of this. I was calling he thought he was going to be in the room.
Sure. Never stopped him. Never stopped.
What kind of phone
came? You know, in fact, pulled 45% of the primary last
week. Real attractive, as a very attractive, I take the flight. He's going to go about 50 issues.
There's a chance, in terms of the chance that the bad luck would drop out.
I would have been great if you would drop out both of you.
Yeah,
I would have made it. Dudley obviously doesn't want a canvas.
No.
He doesn't want a canvas. He would have sent me a carpetbagger, which is, you got that.
So I don't know why the carpetbagger was too little.
And also, he knows he's too little. And Dudley is for you. There isn't any question about that. But the best way he could be for you, in my opinion, and Sam, I think, agrees, is not to endorse you. Please give the word around those people so that you do not, frankly, have the drag, but you'll have some drags, this way, but you should be on your own.
Status quo. Nice to represent
something. You should represent your own. You should be your own man. You should be independent.
His son is going to help me.
I have a feeling that.
I got a letter from the son last night, Valley, primary thing.
A letter to you?
Yeah. I'm bitter, sir. I'm bitter about it. See, some stories have leaked out at this point. Speculating that I've run and settled and been a great kid. And his son is
pure in the sun, right? You think?
Oh, it was a good settled man.
What do you think, Sam? Maybe with that name you're talking
about? Well, so
I personally think that first, nothing worthwhile if you get it without some sort of
fire. Oh, I'm sorry.
And I think when you get into the thing, you will slaughter. But now, guys, you've got the problem. I mean, you've got the house thing where the problem that you got there is that I wouldn't move to the district now. Because that would be an indication that you would
all back declaration camps.
Basically you said, why don't we move up there? I'm not sure it'll work with them.
Well, I'm not gonna move another person going down. So move the house.
Now the way I would do the house though, now let me say, I talked to Reedy about this, but you know, I'm gonna ignore it. And he's very business like. He would make up, you're going to have a contract, a lease in that thing. And have a rental, let's say, 500 a month, whatever that sort of thing brings. And that's what you pay, and it's worth it.
Right.
But you know, do you know what Rose pays for her apartment? 600 a month?
Yeah.
She lives in Watergate.
Okay.
But of course, that's expensive. But,
okay, sure.
But your secretary's office, they pay $300-$500 a month, don't they?
Sure, I agree.
She lives in that one overlooking the old but I certainly appreciate it.
Now let's think of it. You can think about it. I don't want you to feel over the
statement.